You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here for another season. Here we are, collected and collective, here in the tribe all together. Thank you so much, everyone, for bringing your incredible energy, your vibrations, and for aligning with the frequencies that we are going to be connecting with today and throughout the series. I'm Ian Shelley, and it is my absolute pleasure to be here with you today. Today we have an intention ceremony planned for you. So many of you have already placed your intentions into the question box and are aligning with those intentions. And so we have an intention ceremony, we have an infusion of the wisdom orb, and we're going to do another process as well. So we have a lovely, lovely call lined up for you today. It's a beautiful, beautiful way for us all to connect. And especially now, where community, and I don't just mean 3D community, but the communities of the higher levels, the higher dimensions, are all connecting, because we certainly have an assignment. We have a task. And that task is to really accelerate our ascension and bring forth love, bring forth the highest vibrations to our planet and all the beings in all realms. So we are sovereign. We truly are sovereign. And that really is the theme for this particular season. So the season is running from today until June 4th. Awakening to your sovereign power, embracing and embodying your power. If you look at yourself, you truly are a diamond. We're all facets of the same diamond. The divine is the diamond, the supreme intelligence, divine intelligence. And every single one of us is a facet of that very, very same diamond. And the spark of creation, the very spark of creation, resides within every single one of us. Let us not forget that. Let us remember that. Let us remember our true selves. Let us remember that we are the essence of the divine. We are an aspect of the divine. We are an inherent divinity. You are inherent divinity. We are sovereign. You are sovereign, sweet soul. So for the next 5 weeks, as we gather here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, live every day at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and you can check what time that is in Australia, New Zealand, and the rest of the world, we are gathering with beautiful souls who have incarnated to share their wisdom, to spread their light, to be the teachers, to be the wisdom keepers, to be the wisdom sharers with all of us, me, you, and each other, so we may collectively rise and collectively accelerate our ascension for the greater good of all. And so this show is about the greater good of all. And so my intention, one of my intentions, I'll share more later, but one of my intentions is that we all hold ourselves with the greatest degree of authenticity and integrity. Every one of us, especially during the show, especially during this time, because we are all connected. And what you say, what you feel, ripple throughout the entire collective. So let's raise each other up. Let's up-level each other, which we do simply by being here, simply by being in this space, in this beautiful energetic container. It's actually more than a container, but it's a container of sorts. It's an orb. It's a living, breathing orb. It's expansive. So let me cover a little bit of housekeeping. For those of you who are here again and again and again, thank you. Thank you for being part of the tribe. For those of you who might be new to Wisdom of the Ancients, thank you for answering the call and for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We run the show Monday through Thursday. Again, it's 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. It's live, always live, unless otherwise notified, and that's very, very rare. But we have live shows You can put your question into the question box. You can call in live and you can ask questions of the speakers. You can get intuitive readings on the show. If you've opted in, then you're going to get an email every single day about 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. You'll get an email about 3 hours before the show and tell you exactly how to join 3 hours before the show. So you also received in your email a page, a speaker page, that has all the names of the speakers. There's a button where you can actually, it's a blue button. So if you go back to that page, you can click on the blue button that says add events to calendar. So if you do that, you'll get a 15-minute reminder in your email. It will pop up saying, hey, Sarah's show is going to start tomorrow. Well, in 15 minutes, that's Sarah. She'll be here tomorrow. Raquel's going to be here Wednesday in 15 minutes. So do that. Do that so that you can make sure that you join. If you do miss the show, then there's going to be replay sent out in the evening, a replay email, and always the replays are posted to the Wisdom of the Ancients website, which is wotashow.com, wotashow.com, and then you can just click on the replays tab or it's /replays. So the replays always go up there, and they go up right after the show. And the replay is also live on the interview page. So on the show page, if you go back to that very same show page, as soon as the show ends, that replay is live. So I don't take the replays down. If you want to go back and listen to replays, you can. I don't believe that this transmission, these transmissions of light should be removed. I believe that they should be there for all of you. Now, if you would like to download the audios, then you would purchase the collection. But if you just look into stream, they're yours. You just go to the website. And I love to share them with you. And you can go and listen anytime. I think it's such a wonderful offering and something that I feel is very important to make that the transmissions of light available to you beyond the week, the month. So unless there's a special circumstance, you get to listen. Go back and listen, you know, see what resonates with you. And so that's a little bit of the housekeeping. For those of you who haven't been on this, in the tribe for long, you also get a weekend replay, a couple of emails over the weekend. And, I really, really try and not email you a lot. So in fact, I've asked the tribe over the years and everyone has said, yeah, 2 emails a day is what we want. So if you want more, I'm keeping it to 2. If you want less, I'm keeping it to 2 because that's what most people do want. You can always, if you prefer not to get the daily reminders and you just want to get the weekend emails, then you can. There's a little button to click on the bottom of the email and you'll just get the weekend emails. I want to make sure I'm honoring, you know, your inbox and, you know, every time the email comes in, I know it's like someone knocking on your front door. There's energy there, so I want to honor that as much as possible while I'm staying in touch. So that is a little bit about the housekeeping. That's the show. And we've got some beautiful, beautiful speakers lined up for you. Some of them might be on the call listening right now, contributing the energy. Everyone's energy is in this. And you'll hear later on, you know, the moment a speaker says, yes, they're in the orb, right? This is a co-creation. This is a collaboration. This is a merging of energy for the greater good, for our good. You might not know it. Maybe you do. You have created Wisdom of the Ancients. It's not mine. I'm the curator. I put it together, but it's something that's been called forth by the community. So I've been guided to create this for all of you. And I'm the custodian and the curator of this. And I do my best to not make spelling mistakes and things like that, but sometimes I do, and you'll see this. I'm a human as well. I've got a 3D perspective to me. Anyway, all right. I know that you're here for the intention ceremony. All right. So if you haven't yet, on the webinar page, so that's the show page or the interview page, we use the same terms. On the webinar page, put your question in there, so your intention. So where it says add your intention, add it to the webinar page. As long as you put your name there as well. Put your name there so we can connect you. Okay? So do that. And every single one of them is going to get read live on the show. Every single one is going to get read live on the show. And sometimes there's hundreds, and I never miss one. It's really important to me. So If you are feeling that you would prefer to keep your intention to yourself, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. I think what we'll do is we'll do some orb work first, and we'll introduce you to the wisdom orb. Okay. So put your question there. And I know some of you have put your question on Facebook. It's really hard for me to find it if it's in different places. I'll try to go there as well. But I know most of you are using the webinar page, which I appreciate. All right, beautiful souls. Thank you again for being here. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to take a sip of water. Give me a second. Thank you. Right, everyone, let's start by just getting into a space where we are in our own connected space. So we're going to go on a short process now. If you're able to follow along, if you're able to put aside anything you're working on or maybe not have any distractions, that would be good, keeping in mind that what you're doing as well is also contributing to the vibration of the collective in this beautiful quantum space that you have created. So let's all sit down if you can, with our spines as straight as possible. Let's imagine that there is a golden filament attached to the top of our heads, attached to our crown chakra, then extended up by about a foot, and it goes through your soul star chakra and extends up, up, up into infinity. It's really a golden filament, a golden strand of light, if you will, that is keeping our spine straight. So there's a slight pull on that, and that could be helpful for you to keep your spine straight. And if you find that you're slouching sometimes walking or even sitting, you can always imagine this golden filament, this golden strand that's keeping your spine, keeping your head slightly pulled up, and your spine is also remaining straight. So we'll start by calling our energy back to ourselves. What we're doing now is really collecting any fragments, any energetic residues that we've left off. So we're just going to intentionally call back our energy to ourselves. So I'm calling all my energy back to now, back to me. Calling all my energy back to now from people, places, relationships, to-do lists, trips that I've made today, trips I'm about to make. Calling my energy from our past timeline, from our present, from our future timeline, back into now. Watching now as the energy flows back into my body, flows back into my body, flows down below my eyebrows. I'm going to keep it below my eyebrows. I'm going to keep it in front of my spine, and I'm going to keep it behind my eyes, as if in a tube, just in front of your spine. I'm going to extend a grounding cord down from the base of my spine, down through the Earth Star Chakra, and I'm going to connect it with the center of the Earth. I'm going to focus my attention on the base of my spine again, and I'm going to spread out a golden web, a golden spider web, if you will, if you need to visualize this. And it's going to extend out beyond where you're sitting, beyond your home or your place. If you're outdoors, it's extending out over nature, over the rocks, over the trees, over the plants. And it's just reminding you that we're connected to all beings in all realms. We're totally connected. Let's extend that even further. And now raise up above and watch as that golden filament wraps itself all the way around the earth. Literally connecting every being on this planet and then beyond. Now let's imagine that coming down through that golden filament that we had previously extended is another filament. So it's just running on the same filament and it runs down through your crown chakra, right through your body, through your heart chakra, and down outside through your root chakra and through your earth star chakra and extends. So infinity above, infinity below, this golden ray of light or golden filament. Now imagine coming from in front of you is another beautiful ray of light, a beautiful golden filament connecting through your heart convergence zone and your heart chakra out the back. So now you've got one from above through you and from in front of you through you connecting at your heart convergence zone. And now from the left, coming through the same level of your heart, going through your heart chakra from left to right, right to left, either way, and extending out all the way to infinity on each side is another ray of light that's connecting at our heart convergence point. So if you were to visualize this, you'd see a ray of light, golden rod, if you will, however you imagine, from top to bottom, left to right, front to back, literally connecting at your heart convergence zone. And that heart convergence zone is a point on the beautiful golden grid of grace. You are a being. I am a being. We're all beings on the golden grid of life, the golden grid of light. And as we feel the energy in our body, we watch as our heart begins to expand. So watch now as your heart begins to grow. And before your very eyes, your heart transforms into a beautiful golden ball of light. Feel the expansion in your chest. As your heart expands, this beautiful golden ball of light is glowing. And in this very moment, you know that you are connected to the divine. By virtue of being connected on this beautiful golden grid, you are connected to the divine. You are an aspect of the divine, no matter what is going on in your life right now. Know this to be true. Now move your consciousness outside of your body, outside of your heart a little bit, just like one foot in front of your heart. Turn around, shrink yourself down as if you're small, about 5 inches, and look back at your body and see your beautiful, beautiful heart glowing, glowing. Feel the connectedness. And as you stare at your heart, as you look at your heart, you notice that two doors open up as if your heart is a temple, which it is. Step through that threshold. You're now inside your heart. And as you enter, you see, sense, and feel and know that in front of you, in your heart, is Divine Mother and Divine Father. And they turn to look at you with arms outstretched, and they welcome you. And you feel the love. Standing there, either in an embrace or holding hands, whatever feels right to you, you become aware of the center of the earth. You become aware of the heart and the heartbeat of Mother Earth. You feel the pulsation. And you send her love. And you feel Mother Earth sending her love back. And as you stand there, your eyes gaze up and you become aware of the heartbeat of Father, Son, or the Great Central Sun. And you feel the warmth on your face. And you understand the supreme intelligence that allows for life and our souls and all beings with a beautiful, intricate, delicate cosmic balance at play every day that allows us to sustain and to grow here on this earth. And you send Father, Son, your love. And you feel his love in return. Standing there with Mother, Divine Mother, Divine Father, feeling the love of Mother Earth and Father, Son, you watch as their four hearts merge and become one, as if you're watching right in front of you this glowing ball of light that is the merging of the four hearts. And you stand in front of it and you feel the love. You feel the intelligence. You feel the purpose. You feel the silence. You feel the stillness. Take a step forward and step into this beautiful ball of light, this heart in front of you. And as you step into this heart, you are 100% enveloped, enclosed in this beautiful heart. You might see the energy flying and flinging. You might see the neurons and protons. You might see the electrons. You might find yourself dancing, the beautiful cosmic dance inside the heart of the universe. You're totally, totally synchronized. You're aligned with the heart of the universe. Your play, your dance, your love, your light. Everything is within this beautiful merged heart. And you feel and you know that you, we, are all one. And you feel and you know that you are truly sovereign. You know, you remember, we all remember in this now moment that we are sovereign. And from this now moment, nothing will diminish that. From this now moment, we embody our sovereign power, the power for love, the power to rise, the power to bring harmony, the power to bring peace, the power to open up to higher dimensions, the power to receive support, the power to say yes, the power to say yes to our healing, the power to heal that which we have brought forth to heal, the power to heal that which needs to come to the surface to heal, the power to look at our shadow and know that our shadow is a gift for healing, for transcendence. And so it is. Beautiful, beautiful Wisdom Tribe, your intentions are everything. We honor your intentions, we respect them, we align with your intentions. We are a collective, we are the fabric of this community. We're all part of the fabric. We're woven together. We play a role for each other. Our words, our vibrations, our thoughts, they all play a role for each other. Let us support each other now as we read the intentions aloud. So everyone, if you haven't placed your intention in the webinar box yet, in the question box, do so now. If you like, if you prefer to keep it close to your heart, it's going to be in the space anyway. So that's also fine too. You're supported. You're loved. We're holding space. We're emanating the greatest good of all. Earlier on, I mentioned the Wisdom Orb. The Wisdom Orb is the keeper. The Wisdom Orb is it's a multidimensional expansion of the energies that we bring together when we gather together. The Wisdom Orb is the place where energy is transmuted. It's the place where your intention and your connection, there's connections and there's messages that the Wisdom Orb is like a portal that will take your intention and your message and the energy and disseminate that out to the grid and to the universe. It's the container that gives voice to what we wish to know. It's the container that gives words to that which our heart and our soul is wanting to hear. Words aren't necessary, but for us to sometimes receive them on a 3D level, the words are necessary, although always the vibration and the resonance behind carries the most power. But the words do also act as catalyst and trigger for emotions. And emotions are incredibly powerful, as you know. So the wisdom orb is a living, breathing entity, and we're going to offer up our intentions to the orb, and the orb is going to be proxy, if you will, not that proxies are ever needed, but proxy, if you will, to collect and contain those intentions and then offer them to the universe. So let us all, before we read the intention, let us all just visualize the expansiveness of the orb. Let's all get on the quantum grid, and let's just blow things up. Let's blow up little, because no one, our soul is not little. Let's blow up any feelings or perceptions of little, of small, being little. We are great, we are powerful. And you know, when we say that, when we are great, we are powerful, we are great with love, we are powerful with love. It's always for the greater good of all, for the highest vibration, to generate the greatest frequencies, the highest frequencies. So sometimes it's good to shrink the wisdom orb temporarily down into your hand and watch the wisdom orb as an orb within your hand. You can picture it any way you like. Rainbow colors, you know, the green orb that you see when elementals fly around sometimes in the camera shots when you're not facing the sun. And just watch this ball of light, if you will, in your hand. And just watch it in your hand. And just be aware of where you are in your space. Are you sitting at home? Are you sitting in your living room? Are you sitting on your bed? Are you laying down? Are you walking in nature? Wherever you are, just be aware of where you are. And the only reason we're being aware of where we are is all of a sudden now the wisdom orb has expanded and it has encompassed us. We are now inside the wisdom orb. You are inside the wisdom orb. So right now we're inside this orb individually, yet connected, always connected, but individually, physically inside the orb. Now, watch now as the orb expands even greater, even more around your house or wherever you are. So all rooms, your whole house is within inside the orb. Watch now as your orb expands out beyond your city or town or wherever you are, your farm. Watch now as your orb is expanding to include your entire country, knowing that you are not the only person in your country who's listening today, and there are hundreds of people already in your orb and you're in theirs, right? So this is giving us a sense of the inclusiveness of this orb that is going to really keep us in a state of love and positive intention and honesty and integrity throughout this season and beyond. Watch now as the orb now merges with everyone's orb and encompasses Mother Earth. And as the orb is encompassing Mother Earth, we want to thank Mother Earth for her offerings. We want to thank her for her endurance. We want to thank her for everything that she has provided, is providing, is yet to provide. We want to thank her for the connection that we have with her. So much she has offered up. So much we have taken. And each in our own spaces, our own paradigms, let us now commit to changing that which we can change that will serve more so than take. Whatever we can change in our own lives, one less plastic bag. Take the water to the garden as opposed to down the drain. Whatever it might be. One less takeaway to-go container. Choices we make. Oh, sorry, I can't take with me because that's styrofoam, it's polystyrene. I can't take that with me. Choices we make. Because the choices we have made have agitated Mother Earth in so many ways. So let us now send more love while we're in the wisdom orb, while the wisdom orb is around Mother Earth. Let us send that love collectively. Watch now as the orb grows even further. It grows beyond the planets that we know of. And it continues to grow. It grows beyond the planets that we don't know of. It grows beyond the stars that we know of. It grows beyond the stars that we do not know of. It grows out beyond our galaxy, our universe, beyond the multiverse, into all time, space, dimensions, and continuums. The wisdom orb is now all-encompassing. We give the wisdom orb. We offer the wisdom orb to the universe, to the supreme intelligence, to use on our behalf and to guide us as we gather collectively and we add our collective frequencies, vibrations, thoughts, words, and actions into that orb. All right, beautiful tribe, now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and place your intentions into the orb. We'll bring that orb down a little bit more, a little bit closer to us. We'll shrink it down again, and then we'll send it out one more time. So thank you, beautiful souls, for adding your intentions. This is going to help really shape the energy of the show, of the next 4 or 5 weeks as we gather every day. So we offer these up into the wisdom orb. We offer these up to the supreme intelligence. Charlene from Black Diamond, to be of service to as many as possible in pendulum healing or Reiki or other modalities and energy healings if it is for their highest good and for my highest good. Ida from Clarenza, Australia. My wish for my granddaughter, Violet, with challenging problems of persistent reactive attachment disease and trouble detoxifying, to be healthy as it is affecting their whole family and challenging during isolation with COVID-19. Daniel from Short Hills, New Jersey, but soon to be Macanta, Illinois. My intention is to move out of New Jersey and move into the community of Macanta, Illinois, to live in a more uplifting community aligned with my heart as my new home, where I will spend the rest of my life with my true twin flame, whoever she may be. I also intend to manifest a biodiesel, or better yet, an Orgone energy-powered Toyota Land Cruiser as my daily driver. Claudia from Wasaga Beach, Ontario, Canada. Source of all that is aligned to 100% divine love, it is my intent to give and to receive through witness, awareness, contribution, integration, and anchoring by co-creating a wondrous love-aligned reality reset for and with all beings, including animal, plant, and mineral. Blessed be, and so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Barbara from Toronto, I pray for a deeper wisdom and understanding and acceptance about the meaning of true relationships, both with a partner and with family and friends, and may that wisdom and understanding expand to include all sentient beings. Ali from London, United Kingdom. During this series, I allow my third eye to be fully open and active, connecting me with my higher self and then to my universal self for my highest and best good, allowing me to stay as an empath for the good of this wonderful planet Earth, to achieve guidance and knowledge from here, from beyond, from further beyond, and from the other side too, for the good of all the inhabitants of this planet, working in oneness with right minds only to eliminate any cause of pain and disease for the new golden age. Martha from Lowville, my grandson Nolan can be cleared of whatever is causing his monthly high fevers and bad eczema. My nervous system will settle down and my essential tremor in my left hand will go away. Marilyn from Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, my intention is radiating kindness as I live graciously, listen deeply and love fully, walking surely and tenderly in this new world. Loretta from Cochrane, Alberta, blessings to all in this series. My intention is free energy for all, economic freedom for all, abundance on all levels for all, quantum medicine for all, safe technology, and all of us living in harmony, oneness, and unity. Immuna from San Diego, I intend for all of us to rise and create the new earth. I intend for all star seeds and wayshowers to fully bloom and be free to shine their light. I declare that we are sovereign and divinely guided. May this series serve all of us to be fully awake, free, and sovereign. Thank you, sister. Carol from Liverpool, United Kingdom, how to create more love. Yes. Rehana from Toronto, sorry if I mispronounced your name. Hi all, my intention for those for this series embodying feelings of joy, happiness, wholeness, freedom, peace, and abundance, and radiating it into the world to continue to contribute to creating a life on purpose. Thank you. Carol, create more love. Yes, we'll take it again, Carol. Denise, mystic. I am an HSP, empath, and intuitive that intends to heal completely and be my own person, running my own energy and perfecting my light. Alejandra from Crestone, to be all that I am in service to all that is, the full embodiment of my multidimensional sovereign divinity. Oana from Bucharest, I wish to give and receive unconditional love. Dobby from North Coast, California, positive, positive, positive. Dawn Wildsworth from Clovis, of course, firstly a prayer for all benefiting from the crisis with a greater love and continued kindness and true sense of oneness, brothers and sisters. Demolishing distinction between race, sex, religion, or economic class. Actually, this has instantly been thrown out of the window. Hacha for myself, a home also for my daughter when she gets out of the Marines serving in Japan. Success in my artwork and other talents to support these endeavors, restructuring and beautifying the world. Please and thank you. Namaste. Marita from Oslo, Norway. We will, all of us, with one heart, cover the sweet earth with love and like waves move with this ocean. Beautiful. Maria from Portugal. I am grateful for the gift of life. I ask for a lot of light for all of us and an abundance of divine grace, love, health, peace, prosperity, and personal fulfillment. Elena from Coquille. With the power of God that I am, I set my intention to be aligned to the source, to be the source for my family, my friends, and people in need around me, to connect with the source easily and instantly, to align my physical body with my soul's divine blueprint, to ground myself into my soul's divine blueprint at all times, to step into my power and to reveal my soul's voice, and to effortlessly become a powerful healer who heals with just their voice, with their presence, and with the love emanating from them, and be an infinite receiver. And so it is. Janine from Albertus, my intention is that we feel absolute peace in our role here now. I ask that our gifts become more vibrant and that our senses confirm that we are called to do what we are called to do in the moment. Kathy from San Jose, my intention is for all to have a healthy mind, body, and soul. Ingrid from Klagenfurt in Austria, I wish that the people who are in fear at these times will be completely liberated from all that and discover their opportunities, and united we stand. As for myself, I wish that my COVID infection may be completely cured, and also for all the people who caught the virus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And much blessings to you, Ian, for your service. Oh, thank you, Ingrid. Of course, sweet soul. Michelle from Newcastle upon Tyne in the United Kingdom. My intention is for humanity to live in peace, harmony, and respect for each other and the earth. That every human has clean, hygienic water and nutritious food and access to health care. That war ceases and is replaced with tolerance, respect, and acceptance. That unity prevails. We are one. Let us all come together as the one human family we are. Gary from Ramsey, let me be a clear and pure channel of divine joy, love, peace, and light whenever and wherever I am upon this earth. Carol from Ottawa, for our planet and our people to live more in the moment, in a place of love and gratitude and compassion, and to allow humanity to support each other collectively, also to grow more and more heartedly, open-heartedly, and love myself more and more each day, being in the now. Hannah from Frederica, my intention on personal level is to work on integrating my shadow aspects and love and accept myself as I am. For the Woda group, that's Wisdom of the Ancients, I intend to do my very best to contribute with energy of love and blessings for the whole group, as I am very grateful to be part of it. Oh, thank you, Hannah. We love you too. Hannah from Frederica in Denmark. Darlene from Roche, my intention is to completely connect to my higher self and the divine and to follow my life path. Nicole from Miami, that I have a full return to health so I can guide others through their healing journey. Perrine from Snohomish, my intention is to create with others a wise world of elders who regularly are consulted on how to go forward, creating a new world of greater consciousness. Katrine from Ike Nazareth in Belgium, to embody my multidimensional beingness and radiate the essence, the uniqueness of who I am from quantum stillness and sonic light, to live in a home base in and with nature and all around, comfortable, natural, simple, and with ease and grace, and to manifest and live for what I came to earth, expressing my essence with creativity, with joy, beauty, and with love and gratitude in service for Gaia and all of humanity. Sherry from British Columbia, my intentions for this beautiful sacred space is for all of us to join together as sovereign beings, uniting in the oneness, to come together in love, in joy, in playfulness, and in remembrance of who we truly are, infused with gratitude. Sarah from Miami, my intention is for all beings to become life magnets. Nancy from Grimes, I intend to continue my creative path by tapping into the divine in service. I intend to put love and gratitude into all my relationships and out into the world. I intend to be kind to all. I intend to share as much of my abundance with others as I can. I intend to have a zero balance on all credit cards and all bills paid now. Marita from Kitchener, Ontario, for everyone in this community to know that every effort they make in terms of helping in the awakening and helping to birth the new earth matters to the Creator. A world that is more harmonious strives towards equality, kindness, and compassion, as well as every individual be given the opportunity to grow into living their potential in freedom and joy. Birgitta from the Netherlands, to connect in pure source to pure source and be overflowing channels of love, compassion, playfulness, and joy. Yes. Pamela. Yeah, sorry, Birgitta. We're overflowing. We can feel that. Everyone, we can feel your beautiful intentions. Everyone, collectively. This is something, some of us, I can feel this in my body. I can feel the tingling in my hands. It is so beautiful as all these beautiful intentions are literally being infused into the wisdom orb as we speak. Pamela, Ocean Isle Beach. Hi, Ian. I intend to be the best version of myself in all of myself, in my thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be more aligned with my soul's purpose, my talents and gifts I'm here to share with the world and be a blessing to all. May the angels guide me. Brian from Longmont. My intention is to be compassionate to myself, to change my internal state to that of self-love, creating external changes of healthy choices for my body and artful creating in my community. Nina from London, Sweden. Dear all, I would be grateful if my clairvoyance is developed even further so I can assist those who come to me for the help, love, and support. Marissa from Medellin in Colombia. My intention is to deepen my connection to Source so that I am guided in every moment to take inspired action that is in alignment with my divine purpose. Laura from Richmond, Indiana. Open my heart and vision to the entire world around me. Sandra from Zealand in Michigan. Kindness, compassion, tolerance, non-judgmental, tactful truth. Temperance from Salem, Massachusetts. My intention is for wholeness and sovereignty and complete integration and activation of my original blueprint of Source Creator. Eva Marie from Rocky Mountain House in Alberta, Canada, healing of my physical body. Marek from Warsaw in Poland, my intention is to connect with my guides, fully see and feel their messages, be able to use my intention to the fullest and be opened for the universal wisdom and light. Thank you. Claudia from Wasaga Beach, Ontario, Canada, love and light to everyone. Shivan from Oceanside, to increase our individual and collective vibration of health, healing, and prosperity, and to surround us all with protection and light. Lorraine from North Shore, more aware of my inner knowing and the higher universal truths. Darko from Zagreb in Croatia, celebration. Star from New Mexico, explain what Wisdom of the Ancients is all about and who is presenting, please. Oh, Star, that's me, Ian. Same old Ian. I've been here 10 seasons now. Joan from Italy, health and healing to all. Laura from Honolulu, my intention would be for everyone to find more joy, peace, and love for themselves and to radiate that out to the world. As for the intention for myself, it would be to follow my calling, to live my purpose, my life purpose, to continuously serve my star mission, hone in on my spiritual craft, and serve everyone of love and light to help the ascension of all. Many, many blessings. Jane from Westchester, my intention is for peace, joy, sovereign freedom, and safety for all. Yeah, thank you for that. Safety, safety, safety. Donna from Chicago, my intention is to emerge from the COVID-19 worldwide pandemic a kinder, stronger, and enlightened individual dedicated to promoting peace, love, and joy on this planet. I intend to focus on oneness and respecting Mother Earth and Mother Nature. Together, we can make this world the place we all envision. Yes, 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 and yes, we can, and yes, we already are. Thank you for those beautiful words. Anjali or Anali from Limoux in France. My intention is for the earth and all living beings on it that we human beings take well care of Mother Earth, respect her, send her our love, keep her intact and healthy, enjoy her beauty and abundance, learn from her infinite wisdom, that we listen and learn from the indigenous people of the earth, that we take care of all the animals and treat them with love and respect, knowing that they have feelings and innate wisdom just like us, and basically that we start understanding that we are all connected. Whatever we do to others, be it animals or other humans or the earth, nature, we have an impact on the whole, on us. So why not start living in joy and celebration together? Haven't we learned now during this corona timeout that we can live with way less, that we don't need so much stuff, that we can just relax and be happy together? Live more within our direct neighborhood, connect with others close by, do our own gardening, help each other, sing and dance together. How wonderful it is to have a clear sky without so many airplanes and so many cars on the streets all the time. That is my intention for the time to come. Thank you, Anjali, Anali, for that beautiful note that you wrote there, beautiful intention. Annette from Stockholm, my intention to be the wisdom sharer and to live my dream. Heidi from London, my intention is to reach out with acceptance, with compassion and communion with the communities of the world, animal, plant, human, etheric field of potential ad infinitum. Carol from Montreal, take care of my body. Have the will to have a good lifestyle, to honor the earth that gives me love always, to be aware that I'm part of her. Thank you. Alex from Jackson, Tennessee. My intention is for us to send compassion and to those who are hurting right now, to assist humankind on earth to vibrate to the most optimal timeline and extend an invitation to the benevolent Arcturians to make their physical presence known, to help awaken more minds towards spiritual ascendancy. Alexander from the Czech Republic, fusion with higher self. Don't forget people who will not eat today, people off the radar. Thank you, Alexander. Sonia from Chicago, it is my intention to connect with like-minded individuals and to add light and love to the collective. Barbara from Ottawa, for peace, harmony, and compassion. Marsha from Houston, I intend to advance my learning of my assignment on earth while I'm here. And we're supporting you in that, Marsha. Susan from Huntington Station, New York, my intention is to continue opening my heart, to experience more joy and support others in the awakening process. Laurie from Manchester, intention is to find my soul and life purpose in this lifetime moving forward after the coronavirus. Michael from Colville, I'm intending to exceed my design, my divine design. Beautiful. I'm laughing because there's numbers and letters and the capitals. Everything is written. I'm surprised I could write that, but that's like light, reading light language. Beautiful, Michael. Aura from Nashville. As I sit with God, divine, and all of my highest ascended guides and beautiful team of light, my I Am presence, and all of you on this amazing Wisdom Tribe call, I love you. Thank you. I am grateful and thankful to be here now. In deep gratitude, I offer my intentions of unconditional love, of divine light, joy, unity, peace, harmonious community, and miraculous solutions for all of us, for our one human family, for Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants from sea to sky, for Gaia's fires and for her ethers, for all of us as healers, for light warriors. Yes, light warriors. We are now light warriors, everyone. On mission, anchoring universal light and love to raise our vibrations and shine ever more brightly. With love, I offer my heart's intentions to awaken us, to unify us, connecting light to dark, heart to heart from here and now to every dimension and being in existence. And so it is, and so it is. Eleni from British Columbia, thank you for your gifts to humanity. My intention is for more love. More heart love for myself and the world. Marielle from the Montreal region, with my business, serve the elders, the managers of residences and the environment and create abundance at all levels. Savannah from Stroud in England. Hi, Ian. Due to the time difference and early work tomorrow, I will not join you in for the ceremony live. However, I can still send. Here are my intentions. This last summit was very powerful, and so it is my intention that this summit will be an equally, if not more powerful experience. Savannah, this one is going to be more powerful. This one's going to be more aligned. I can feel it. I know it in my being, and I think everyone can feel it. This is where we are truly coming together as a tribe, as a soul family. This is where we understand, Savannah and everyone. This is how we, where we understand our importance, how important we are, how important you are, how important us coming together is. This is where the remembering happens. This is where we remember how important and integral we are to the furthering, to the evolution of the soul, our souls, and Mother Earth's soul, and the planet we are on. This is important. Let me go back to Savannah. Thank you, Savannah. May it help all those who contribute as speakers or listeners to open their hearts and minds, to expand beyond their current level of consciousness, to receive nourishment and guidance from their highest source. Thank you, Ian, for enabling us all. Oh, you're welcome to share this wisdom. Blessings, blessings. To find compassion for my body on this journey, yes. To learn to nourish it in the way it so deserves and desires in all ways. And you didn't put your name, which is totally fine, but you know, our bodies are our temples, and sometimes we forget that our bodies are in service to us. Our bodies attempt every second to heal us and to purify us and to support us. And so what we do from a perspective of feeding our body that which it needs to be the vessel of light to carry your soul and to give yourself the greatest opportunity for expansion, it's so important to nurture our bodies with the highest vibrational foods, stimulus, things we see, things we listen to, things we smell. What we put in our body is becoming even more important. So whoever this anonymous person was, stimulated that to come out, to find compassion and respect for your body and to learn to nurture it in the way it so deserves and desires, so that it can continue to serve you. And the way you become that trajectory, that superstar rocket trajectory to where you really want to go, your body is so important in that. Let's not leave our bodies behind. Carol from Ottawa, emerging the energy from my ancestors and all is healed and well. I have divine love and I am fully healed in my mind, body and spirit. Sarah from Isla Medora, to heal myself, the earth and the energies of my family. Lisa from New York City, to activate my archetype as creator. Yes, Lisa, creator, creator, to embody it, to embrace it. Yes, to follow its lead with courage and love. Jane from Edinburgh, Scotland. I recognize so many names from before. Thank you so much, sweet soul. Thank you, Jane, for being here. My intention is to heal physically and mentally and to continue to raise my vibration so I can help others. Yolinda from Greenville, to raise my vibration and the level of love so that I may serve, to realize what my gifts are so that I might create, to attract and meet my beloved and the wisdom to know and recognize divine love. It is so. And from Salt Lake, I wish to open up to my true gifts, to honor love, connectedness, forgiveness, surrender, and happiness. Lorna Warren, Lorna from Bridgewater. My intention is to connect to the masters, yes, to a stronger I am presence, to be of service to God and humanity. Amen. Madeline from Toronto, I intend to connect daily and fully with the externalization of the hierarchy who choose to be with us here now on earth, to help us here now on earth through a great awakening. I intend to embody and shine the divine light within me and be the living link between heaven and earth. Okay, beautiful. Let me see. Okay, there's more. I just had a refresh. Okay. Lorna from Bridgewater, to move house this year so I will have time to further my I am presence, to raise and awaken, to be of service to God and mankind. Marsha from Houston, blessings to all on earth to shine the light of the Creator. May we have peace, love, creation, and all that will heal all on earth. May all my service contribute to this healing. May all be equal of freedom and have all that will nourish their body and soul. Okay. Jen from Australia, my intention is to walk this beautiful life with an open heart, knowing my purpose and all beings know and feel love. Someone anonymously, my intention is to radiate unconditional love and healing to myself and all beings and to retrieve the pieces of my soul to make myself healthy and complete, that all beings find and spread love to each other. Jean from the United States, my intention is to be an example of love, health, and beauty, and shine divine wisdom for all, to be the very best I can be in all places where I exist, and that all animals are treated with respect, love and kindness. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, the sweet souls, those who have no voice. May we treat, love, and honor those who have no voice. Those who don't speak the same language as we do. Yeah. Adina from United Kingdom. My intention is to be guided to find my personal mission and for the humanity to heal and live with love and compassion. Loretta, beautiful intention and ceremony. And thank you. Wonderful energies. Thank you. Thank you. Kirsten, to anchor in the light. Gislaine from Limburg in Germany. Love, blessings, and strength to all. Connected to Source and as a worldwide community, may we fully embodied radiate our powerful light and plant the seeds for a brilliant life for all beings in our beloved Earth. Yes, Gislaine, plant the seeds. Thank you for bringing that into our consciousness. Now is the time to make the right and wise choices for the highest good of all. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now is the time. Now is the time, especially now. Mary Rack from Touros Head, New South Wales, Australia. Namaste. My intention is to know, to be aware, and understand that we are all one in love, light, peace, and harmony. And thank you all for being a tool of inspiration and to gather us all in an orb of divine light. Oh, you're welcome. Jeremy from Zelianopol, Pennsylvania. To realize that I'm a multidimensional extraterrestrial being having a human experience with only intentions of love. Love is all we know. So as we shine, as we glow, we all connect and glow. Yes, Jeremy, thank you. All right, souls. Okay. Wow. And as I was reading those, I could really feel how we are all so connected. And I think you all could probably feel the same, right? Could you feel that? Could you feel how when someone's intentions were being read, how you identified with them or you were able to support them because you knew it to be truth? Could you feel the truth in what was spoken? I know I sure could. In fact, many of you know this, when truth comes through, I my body tingles physically from my elbows down to my fingertips. And right now, all my forearms and hands are absolutely tingling because of this beautiful, beautiful truth. And I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I'm the one with the microphone right now, but I know that everyone is feeling this in their heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for having the consciousness, the awareness to get together, to come gather with us, to come gather with the Wisdom Tribe, with the tribe. You know we are all connected. We are all one. You know that. Many of us on the call have never met each other, but we know we are family. We know that collectively we will raise each other up. We know that collectively we will help each other have a brighter future, a better day. Collectively we will inspire each other. We will inspire those we've never met. We will be kind to those we've never met. When we meet people and a stranger, they'll turn to their friend and go, my goodness, did you see that person's eyes? Did you see Joan's eyes? Did you see Miranda's eyes? Did you see that person's eyes? Non-judgmental, love, light. Transmit light and love through your eyes. Transmit love and light through your heart. Feel the love in your heart. And let it emanate from your heart and through your eyes. Right now, I'm going to honor and celebrate and enter into the Wisdom Orb the names who are of all our beautiful, beautiful speakers, our teachers, our masters who are here, going to be with us over the next 4 or 5 weeks to share with us from their hearts They've put together discussions and topics, and they've put together offerings, and they've provided free gifts, and they're going to work with you on Facebook, and they're going to show up for you, right? They're going to show up. They're going to be on stage, so to speak, for you, because they know that they are not to shine, put their bush there, their light under a bushel. They are to shine their light. This is their divine assignment. This is their gift that they've been given by the universe. These are not our talents, but we are the instruments. But we have to step up, and these are the beautiful speakers who are stepping up. And so starting tomorrow, we have our show starting tomorrow. So let me now, into that beautiful wisdom orb, let me offer up Sarah Landon with gratitude, with love, with appreciation. And thank Sarah. And thank all of the following speakers for their honor, for their gifts, their time, their energy, for their commitment to accelerating ascension, to expanding consciousness, to connecting you with higher realms. And the universe is going to use every single one of them throughout the show in different ways. In different ways. And some of you will absolutely go, wow, I'm meant to be here. I totally resonate. Maybe more so than others. We have no agenda. We are only an offering. And so I'll continue to put Raquel Spencer into the orb. Thank you, Raquel. Christoph Melchizedek. Thank you, Christoph, brother. Nora walks in spirit. Thank you, Nora. Tamara Oviatt. Thank you, Tamara, for being here. Anne Deirdre. Thank you, Anne, for being here. Immuna Melanowitz. Thank you, Immuna, sweet soul, for being here. Joy Baker. Wonderful to have you on the show, in the orb. Marilyn Aloria. Thank you, Marilyn. Matt Andrews, a blessing to be here with you here, Matt. Susan Taylor Shire, thank you, Susan, for being here with us again and for providing your lovely offerings. Danielle Brooks, thank you, Danielle, for your beautiful energy that you're bringing. Siobhan Wilcox, thank you, Siobhan, it's going to be so wonderful. Crystal Hughes, we offer you to the orb. Kobe Wilk, thank you so much, Kobe. Zoe Davenport, thank you so much, Zoe. Alicia Power, beautiful to have you back, Alicia. Sun Ra. Beautiful Sun Ra. Thank you for being here with us all. Deepo Shah. Thank you, Deepo, for what you're about to offer. Thank you for being here with us. And so now, along with our intentions and all the beautiful speakers, we all add our love into the orb, and we wrap all our intentions, our collective intentions, all those intentions spoken, all those intentions unspoken, all those intentions known and unknown. And we call on the ancient ones. We invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, and the ancient ones to bless us all right now and to guide us as we offer these intentions and these beautiful speakers up to the universe, to the divine, supreme intelligence. And now we watch as that orb grows, 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 larger and larger and larger and larger, above the house, above the city, above the country, above the earth, and it expands out to infinity throughout the multiverse. And you know that our intentions are now offered to the beautiful, divine, supreme intelligence, the beautiful creator, the creatrix, in the quantum, in the light field. And now we call and ask on all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, and the ancient ones to, for us, bring all those intentions into our reality in this here now. And that our future timelines be changed. Updating our future timeline, sending out all these intentions into our future timeline, changing our reality, changing our future timelines, changing our possibility and probability lines. So beautiful, Wisdom Tribe, thank you so much, everyone, souls, every single sacred one of you for being here and offering your vibrations and aligning to frequencies, we are creating something here. You are creating something here. It's already created. So now we ask that our intentions are radiated out to the multiverse. And we ask that everyone here is as blessed with discernment, with knowing, with truth. We give thanks to the Ancient Ones. We give thanks to all the beautiful archangels, all the ascended masters who have been with us this whole time, who will be with us throughout. We ask that we all stay connected. We ask that we remain connected to the higher levels of consciousness. We ask that we remember how to reconnect when we feel disconnected. So, beautiful souls, we'll see you tomorrow for the first show. Thank you so much, sweet ones, beautiful, sacred souls, for being here and for contributing the way you have. Much love to you all. Namaste.